Okay, good morning. This is the meeting of the Poland Conduit Commission. It's Thursday, December 20th, 2018 at 10:04 a.m. Before you are the commissioners, Steve Lankowskis and Jay Naranjan. If anyone is here for petition number 4 and 6, they have been continued. And petition number 5 will be heard with number 11. If there are any residents here on any matters that wish to speak, on which petition?
Either 20 or 21, 20 whichever is opposite.
Okay, and which one?
I think it's 10.
Could you tell us which items the petitions are? Thank you. So tell us again which ones are being continued.
4 and 6.
4 would be 392 Franklin Street, and 5 would be 1716 Cambridge Street.
6.
No,
1716?
No, 6 is six. 7 Broadway Terrace.
I'm not a resident, I'm a neighbor of one of the petitions.
Okay.
Sure, if you want to come forward.
Well, Mr. Grossman has a family emergency.
Okay.
He'd like to be heard on 20 or 21.
Right. Yes, Eversource, yeah.
That's Eversource, yes. Could all please state your names for the record.
Good morning, I'm Rick Schifoni, S-C-H-I-F-O-N-E, with Eversource.
Joanne Callender, with Eversource.
Can you spell your last name?
C-A-L-L-E-N-D-E-R.
Thank you.
Sure.
Eric Servies with Redgate.
With what, I'm sorry?
Redgate.
And could you spell your last name, please?
Sure. S-E-R-V-I-E-S.
And Donald Grossman, G-R-O-S-S-M-A-N.
Okay. This had been continued from November 15th for the petitioner to provide either the green cards or receipts from butter notification. The affidavit had to be notarized and signed and notarized, and if it hadn't been done, they were supposed to re-notify.
Yeah, we re-mailed all the abutters for Albany Street. They should have all gotten another notice for this hearing today.
What about Sydney and Erie?
Yeah, they were all in the same, the one notice for all Sydney, Erie, Waverly Path, Albany and Mass Ave is all the same petition, and it's all the same hearing date.
All of them were noticed.
Yeah, all the abutters on those petitions were re-noticed for this hearing today.
Okay. Did you submit the affidavit to Dana?
I'll have to double check on whether we actually submitted that in. I believe we did, as far as uploading everything into the onto the website. Can you check on it?
Okay, in regards to notification, Mr. Grossman, you have something to...
So, yeah, I mean, I didn't get any notification. I actually got an empty envelope yesterday with no return receipt, which is postmarked Pitney Bowes stamped on December 14th and postmarked on the 17th and delivered to me yesterday. And you can see there was no return receipt, there was no content. So it may have been a clerical error. Mine might have been the only one that was done that way, but I don't know for a fact that it was properly noticed. Then
it doesn't even say who that's from.
No. All right. Then we'll continue and we'll re-notice everybody again for this hearing.
Yeah,
it'll be the January hearing. I apologize.
Yeah,
we are in the middle of a turnover of new clerks. And that was actually done out of New Bedford, so...
You're welcome to keep this if you need it, but...
No, we'll just, yeah, speaks for itself.
Okay, so we'll move to continue both petitions, both petitions
20 and 21.
20 and 21.
Yeah, so thank you so much.
Okay.
Can you attach this? Thank you. And you wanted to speak on number 10?
The 10.
It's Crown Castle?
Yes.
For Third Street? If you could all state your names for the record, please.
Marie Elena Saccocio, S-A-C-C-O-C-C-I-O.
S-A-C-C-O-C-C-I-O.
I'm an attorney, and I'm the owner of 55 Otis Street.
I'm Joe Shannon from Crown Castle.
Amanda Cornwall, Crown Castle.
Okay, so this petition is to increase the size of an existing structure.
Correct. So this is more of the same. We've brought 14 of these out of a larger project that have received approval from the commission. Today we have 9 that are very similar, and then we have about 21 more that are part of this project.
I don't know what it is. Number one, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what a shroud is. I don't know where your wires are going.
So this is an existing structure, an existing infrastructure, and what they are proposing is to increase the size, which they are entitled to by the FCC.
So this is what it looks like now, and this is
what it will look like after.
What it will look like after.
Oh, and it's the pole right by the parking.
Yeah,
and you're not going to run new lines anywhere.
Nope, so with these ones, there's no new fiber, no new power, no digging. It's just, we just swap out the equipment, and the purpose of it is for us to co-locate Sprint.
So we're going to maximize the value of the existing equipment.
So does Sprint then get to run new lines?
Nope, yeah. There's no new lines. It's just swapping out this and this here.
Oh, okay. I have no objection. Okay.
Okay, so for petition number 10, and that was to Third Street, pole 11 on Third Street to increase the size of the antenna and the shroud. So the motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Yes.
Conditions?
Thank you.
No conditions necessary, only typical permits from the electrical department. There's no excavation, so I wouldn't need anything from public works.
Yes, sir.
Is there someone else for us
to
do? I'm not sure. Sir, which petition did you want to speak on?
22.
That's Eversource.
State your name, please.
My name is Michael Grill. I'm the chairman of the 432 Columbia Street Condominium Trust, which is the property adjacent to Columbia Street and across the street from 305 Observer.
Okay, so this petition Number 22 is on Columbia Street, beginning approximately 397 feet northeast of Webster Ave at pole 79 and heading southwesterly across the street, a distance of approximately 80 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 305 Webster Ave.
So this is, I see this is a new petition, but this is actually a continued petition.
It's actually the previous petition was pulled off the agenda.
Okay. I was here last.
Yeah, I believe it was. I believe it was denied or removed. No, I believe it was removed for coordination with other utilities.
Correct. So I'm here just to. We support the 305 development, mm-hmm. but we just want to make sure that the request we made the first time, which is to coordinate with other utilities, is in fact occurring.
So I think we should hear from Eversource.
We've not heard back from the other utilities as far as the coordination with this portion of our work. And I was hoping they would hear, they'd have to submit their own petitions for any work that they're going to do in the public way.
I think Jay can address, may I address
sure.
you? My understanding was that their work had been scheduled and was to begin. The water and drain projects were, I was notified by 305.
Yeah, they completed the water and sewer and they're waiting for the, sewer and drain connections,
okay.
but that's nothing, we can't use that same trench for electrical.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
So that work has not, they may have connected to something, but they have not trenched the street.
Drain and sewer? Yes, they're connected to the street.
So, because when you and I walked that street 2 years ago, you said that the work was going to be a trench to the Somerville line.
That's water.
Okay, so the water work has not been done yet.
No.
Okay,
that would be next year.
So my request was, back when I came here last, is that the water digging up of the street be coordinated with the Eversource digging up of the street, so that I provided this rendering to you last time, where we have parking lots that would be disrupted by the Eversource. If you'd like me to show you, I can approach and show you where our parking lots are. But the entrances of our parking lots would be disrupted by the trenching of the conduit, which I've drawn as a diagonal on that street.
Where was, do you know where the water was?
Straight down the middle of the street.
And in here, water is going. We can only, we have to stop the work of whoever doing the water to let Eversource in. We can't have two contractors working at the same time.
I understand, but I still, since we, it appears we will have to close our parking lot entrance to have the Eversource conduit occur, and we'd have to close our parking lot entrance. We have three entrances on that street.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I've shown you where those are.
We can coordinate our work to allow egress to the property while we're doing our work, periods of times. If you have multiple entrances, we're not going to be blocking up both at the same time.
Well, there's three entrances.
Three entrances, so...
Each entrance is separate from the other.
Okay.
So there are parking spaces for people that are in office tenants in the building, and they can only approach through curb cuts in one particular place.
Okay.
So I don't believe the street would be closed if they were trenching across.
We won't close.
It would be a half. They'd go halfway, and there'd be access while they dig, and then they would backfill and then open up the other side.
The request I made last time,
mm-hmm.
is that the work occur in the same period of time. I understand you can't have two contractors there
right.
at the same time. But if it could be done so that one's one day, one's the next day, so that we're not digging the street up and having multiple days of discomfort, that it's a limited period of time for the office tenants. It doesn't seem like that big of a request.
Do you actually occupy during the weekend, Saturday also?
No, we don't.
So as an option there for them to come in Saturday and do the work.
Okay, well, that, again, I
don't know. We can coordinate. Yeah, the logistics, we can coordinate with them. I mean, they won't actually block your entrance. They make sure that happens. Right. Always provide access.
Yeah.
It's a whole different trench. I mean, it's my understanding that the water needs to go all the way down the street.
Right. And do they have to go in an angle? You can go 90 degrees?
Why? Yeah, we try to avoid 90s. We like to come in with a sweep.
Straight up sweep of the base?
Correct.
Yeah. Tell me what that means, sir.
When you're running conduit in the ground, a sharp turn with the conduit is going to cause the cable to bind when we pull cable through it. So when I say a sweep, it's just a gentle curve to transition from vertical to horizontal.
Yeah. Our goal is not to slow down anything that's going on in 305. Our goal is to make sure that the amount of disruption
is minimal
to our tenants is minimal, and that somebody's thinking about the fact that we're about to have a water trench being dug, and then we'll have an Eversource trench being dug. Yeah. And if they can be coordinated in a time period that's close together, then it looks like people are actually thinking about something.
Yeah, Eversource, you're ready to actually approve it. You are ready to go and do this job.
Yeah, moratorium. Weather permitting, obviously. This process is to allow us to put it there, then we'll work with DPW about getting a street open permit to actually schedule the time and date to be out there.
Okay. And they can do it in Saturday. It takes a day to cross it.
Okay, so how do we make sure it happens on a Saturday?
They are not the group actually dealing with the excavation permit. That's another group. Right?
Yeah, that'll be Matty Vines.
Yeah. I actually tell him to work Saturday, and he'll work Saturday.
Okay.
But I don't want to actually put it in writing here, but I will talk to Matt.
Is there a reason why you can't put it in writing?
I don't want to speak for Matt.
No. Wait, I'll have to talk to Matt about what he has scheduled for his contractors and the customer about when they need us to be out there to do the work. There's multiple groups that have to be coordinated as far as to get the work done and what crews will have for weekend work.
Okay. So my concern, J.F., as it's been throughout this project, is that everyone talks a great game of coordinating things and doing things in the appropriate time, and then they don't.
Right. I think the larger issue here is probably the water, because they'll be going down the street
Understood.
For probably more than a day's work.
Understood, and that was supposed to start the week before Thanksgiving, and it never started.
The developer is doing the water?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. So
it's not the city water department doing it.
I understand, but all I'm suggesting to you is that we've been faced with people telling us that it's going to happen a certain way, and it doesn't happen a certain way. It happens some other random way that we're never informed about.
No, your entrance to the parking in this area where we're cutting across?
Yeah, sure. I'm sorry, I only brought two.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay, we provided this to Eversource the last.
Yes.
Oh, right here.
No, I'm just saying the width of it.
So here's our. There's one entrance here, one entrance here.
Thank you.
And one entrance here. So this entrance, again, people could come along Columbia Street, but if in fact, meaning they come through Somerville and come up into this area, but this entrance clearly would be cut off from because of the diagonal trench.
Our trench is going to go parallel with the street, so we're going to be cutting directly across the entrances there.
So I've never seen this one. The last one I saw was provided by Eversource.
Yeah, had a diagonal.
So is there a reason that I haven't received that?
It's still the same. It's the same area. That's where you get notice of the hearing on it. I can give you a copy of this plan, but this is.
So what you're saying, though, is that I believe, if I'm reading this correctly, you're going under the sidewalk at our property.
Yeah.
This is Cardinal Madero's.
Correct.
Oh, that's the wrong one.
This is the one that we have.
Oh, Columbia.
The diagonal.
Columbia. Oh, okay, that works.
Columbia.
What's the name of the
305 Webster Avenue.
Webster.
Petition is actually labeled as Columbia Street.
Columbia Street.
Do you have it here? Just give me one second.
Okay, and your entrance is right here?
No, that's, our entrance is here, 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 and here.
Yeah, we'll be able to provide you access throughout our construction to get in there. So you're going to have access to it. We do it in phases when we're cutting across the road to allow cars to come and go. We can't shut the road down. So we'll have, and they'll make provisions so you can get into your parking lot while we're doing the construction. It's not going to be as smooth as having no construction.
They didn't
have the trucks, but you will be able to come and go.
Okay.
We do it all the time, even with people's driveways and stuff, mm-hmm. and they're narrower to allow them to come and go. To get in.
There's only a 12-inch excavation by 24-inch.
I'm just trying to get...
They will not close your driveway, and you'll have access to your driveway.
Fine.
And that will be a
condition of
this,
permit.
Right, of this request.
It would just be useful to know if it can be on a Saturday, then ask them to do it on a Saturday. If we don't have, the building is... It's not that it's not open, tenants can still come to the building on a Saturday, but we have very few tenants that do come on a Saturday.
We can start at 9 o'clock also, after 9, and it'll be after.
During the week, regular?
No, I think it's Saturday. You only take one day to do it. I'm confident that we can ask them to do Saturday.
Okay. And then it's just to notify us when it's going to occur that we can notify tenants that this is going on.
That's ever so said to do that.
Tenants rely on their landlords to inform them when things are happening around the building.
Sure. Yep.
And the project has not allowed me to do that because things change constantly at 305 without notification to us.
Okay, so as a condition of this request, the work should be done on a Saturday and notification prior to the owner?
Correct.
Yeah. All right, so could you exchange information so you make sure you have the correct information? Motion to approve with the conditions being Saturday work and notification to the immediate abutter in regards to your driveway.
The address, it's a little confusing. It's 1035 Cambridge Street is the address of the building. The entity that I'm representing is the 432 Columbia Street Condominium Trust.
Seconded. Okay, so on those conditions.
Yep.
Second. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Typical conditions?
Typical conditions, other than it being on Saturday.
That's a card for you.
No, I'm just writing the work order number on the back,
okay,
so when I let Maddie know when he does this job,
got it.
To give you a ring. Okay. That's my contact information right there.
Okay.
On top of the plan. And I'll just put a note in our work on it to give you a ring a few days before we go out there.
It's right there.
Perfect.
Yeah. Typical conditions will be coordination with Public Works. So Public Works will be aware, also be aware that it'll be Saturday work along with Eversource. So there shouldn't be any issues there. And they will make notification. You'll know permits are typically done a week before.
Yeah, they need to apply for a moratorium waiver.
Okay, so you have that.
Yeah.
Again, we're just looking for courtesies.
Yep, no problem.
All right, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Any other residents? Okay, back to number one, Crown Castle.
Ronnie. You just state your name for the record.
My name is Ramon Rusin.
First petition here, this is a new petition, Crown Castle 5, are starting at manhole, electrical manhole 2088 in the sidewalk on Memorial Drive, install one new fiber optic cable over an existing conduit through 5 electrical manholes, Eversource manholes on Memorial Drive and Ames Street into the building located at 400 Main Street. So there's no excavation?
No excavation.
The motion to approve with there wouldn't be any typical conditions, only a utility permit with the electrical department, and just forward your licensing for these manholes. so you have to get that from Eversource and forward it to us.
The problem is we're just going in and over of the existing cable, which was placed quite a long time ago. So we cannot retrace the ground of location. So we here it's a building hearing for ground of location.
Well, we are voting now on the ground of location, which would make a motion to approve. But the condition is that you get licensing from Eversource to for this conduit and in manholes that you're occupying.
Is a letter from Eversource would be sufficient, indicating that we have authority to utilize the manhole system?
Yes.
Okay. Without, you know, on the Ames Street and Memorial. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's motion to approve.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Crown Castle for Fulkerson Street.
Bob Walls, Crown Castle.
Okay, also starting at Eversource manhole 3465 on Fulkerson Street, installing 453 feet of fiber optic cable southerly and over existing conduit, continuing 692 feet northwestly on Binney Street to the building located at 399 Binney Street. This is including the seven manholes in this run. Also, no excavation?
Yeah, just pulling the table and here's a note from Eversource stating that we're good to go for the license. Should have the final license probably today or tomorrow, but that's just the go ahead to place.
Okay, so there's no excavation also. So motion to approve, and you'll be contingent upon the licensing that you could forward to us.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Permits?
Only electrical permit. A utility permit from the electrical department is all you need for it.
Okay.
Okay. Also, Crown Castle Fiber, the installation of 182 feet 4-inch conduit from a Verizon manhole 600 in the northeasterly direction on First Street and transitioning easterly on Thorndike Street to the building at One Canal Park. So this does involve an excavation?
Yes, this one does.
Why not use the Eversource stuff on the other side of the street?
We're not currently in that manhole system or in the Verizon system down here.
So you're not running anything further than that one? So you're breaking into the one Verizon manhole?
Yes.
And that's where you're making your connection?
Correct. That's where our current cable is. So we're cutting across the street to get to One Canal. And I do have the Verizon license right here as well.
For this also.
Did you upload it?
Recently?
You submitted the Verizon license, right?
So that's the license to be in the manhole.
Across Second Street, I think they're tied in Second Street, and we paid the $7,000.
Do you want to have a bigger plan?
I have it here.
Okay.
I don't know if somebody else would have connected.
This is the Sears building at the Galleria's, right?
Right.
So they're proposing to cross the street and then go down the driveway and in. You said you have licensing to break out of that manhole?
Right. Yeah.
Steve, I don't know what the appropriate time is. We've already spoken to Crown. We also would love the opportunity to join in the strength. We don't want to hold them up. That's just
What, do you know what property is it going to?
Do you know what the
one canal buy?
So how's this building fed now?
Currently, I'm not sure. I think Verizon doesn't have availability in that conduit, and that's why we're proposing to dig.
Okay. I think make a motion to continue.
Okay.
And you should file for a common trench, so everybody's notified. If anybody else wants to participate in this build.
Okay.
And coordination with Public Works also. You might want to talk to them before you come back to verify the location of this trench.
Okay.
So there'll be a motion to continue. All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
It's the building on the opposite side of the Sears building, yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's 85 Street. It's a new building going up.
It's down. It's down a little ways, yeah. Okay, so Crown Castle?
So you should be at number 7. For Lansdowne.
Yeah, if you could just state your name again for the record.
Amanda Cornwall, Crown Castle.
Joe Shannon for Crown Castle.
So on these petitions 7, petition 7, which is Lansdowne Street, I like to call these petitions together. There's no opposition. A number of them. So petition 7, which is Lansdowne Street, petition 8, which is Albany Street, petition 9. Which is Pleasant Street. We've already heard petition 10, which was approved earlier. Petition 11, which is Prescott Street. Petition 12, which is Winter Street. Petition 13, which is Gore Street. All Crown Castle. Petition 14, which is Franklin Street. 15, which is Monroe Street. So these are all for the increase in the antenna size and the shroud size on all existing locations. No work other than changing equipment.
Right.
So I would make a motion to approve all the petitions.
7 through.
So it would be 7,
15.
8, 9, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15.
Did you say 10?
10 was approved earlier from the resident
on
3rd Street.
11, 12, 13. 14. 14. 14
and
15.
15.
And utility permits.
Your utility permit for all through the electrical department. The only condition being on Albany Street, you have interduct hanging off the pole at the corner of Albany and Mass Ave. It needs to be cleaned up, along with your other locations that we've previously talked about, but especially the one at Albany Street.
So
because that won't, that permit won't be issued until that's cleaned up. So motion to approve?
Second.
All those in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Extinet, Extinet.
I did hear from Extinet, and they requested to continue because we still haven't gotten clarification on our right as far as working the on a private way. So the motion will be to continue. All those in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to Eversource.
Okay.
Should I continue?
No. Yep. I'm good. I'm good. Sorry.
That's okay. Okay, so for this magazine also, 120 Magazine Street, which was continued last couple of months. I believe we're waiting for other utilities. I have done some site. I viewed the site a few times. Doesn't seem like the other utilities would be impacting your dig. So I make a motion to approve with typical conditions, and if this work is going to be done during the mark term, you're going to need a letter to the commissioner.
Correct.
Asking for relief.
Yeah.
In all typical conditions also. So that'd be your motion.
Yeah.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Petition 18, which is 1719 Forest Street. I think this one is connected to 24, so I'd like to remove this one from the agenda.
Yes, that's fine, and we'll just do them all under the same one.
Correct. It's a duplicate of the
yep.
two. So we're going to remove petition 18, 1719 Forest Street, remove from the agenda. To Broadway. This was also continued. This was, I think it was continued.
It was continued for coordination.
For coordination and meetings with Public Works. I think there was also a question why they were going so far down the lot entering the property and if they could have entered closer to that intersection.
Yeah, well, our closest manhole is that the one that we're coming from, the closest available manhole. Actually, Susan's on vacation today, but she did look into it, and that is the closest one for the power that she had, needs.
Right, but I think the question was why couldn't they enter the property right there rather than going all the way down Broadway?
Oh, all right, I'll...
Is this a temp service, or is this a permanent service?
No, this is permanent service. Well, yeah. Yeah, because they're going into the... They brought it to about where the SC is going to be, which is 200 feet down the street.
So you already have design for the new buildings there? And that's where the SC will be for permanent power?
That's the way she has it listed out on the sketch. Coming from that manhole, coming into here, and there's going to be a manhole put on private property. Oh, and it is a temp station.
It is a temp station,
yeah.
So, our question is why couldn't they go directly and put the temp in the corner of the property rather than digging all the way down?
Come in like that to a manhole?
If it's a temp, yeah, if it's temp.
Yep. Yeah, without disrupting the whole street, just for
correct.
Understood.
Yep.
Okay, we'll go back to them and now.
Okay, so
is that would be the construction, the customer
Yeah, and that intersection was just paved also, so you may be able to get to that manhole from the sidewalk and not disrupt any of that paving.
Perfect. Okay.
All right, so we'll make a motion to continue. And could you also submit a new drawing of that on with the continuation for next month?
Correct, yeah. Yep. We can go the short route, we'll give you a whole new plan.
Yeah, yep. Okay. All right, so that'll be a motion to continue.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Okay, and the Putnam Ave was also, petition 20 and 21 has been continued previously in the hearing. Mm-hmm. 22 was approved. 23 Smith Place. Actually, Concord Ave is 671, 675 Concord Ave. Northerly from manhole 2265, a distance of approximately 50 feet of conduit to manhole 1363, located at the northwest corner of Smith Place. Then heading easterly, a distance of approximately 98 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 671, 675 Concord Ave.
Yeah, it's a project, so I wanted to find out whether they have a Comcast or Verizon.
Okay.
So there's a campus house in our building. So it's crossing Concord Ave, right?
Yeah, there'd be conduit crossing Concord Ave also.
Underground.
So you'll be using the sidewalk on this rather than the street on along Concord Ave and then crossing directly across?
Correct.
Yes, the intention was to put it in the sidewalk there to avoid the street.
Okay.
Good place to put it.
And you'll be doing all the work? Not a contractor? This is all you, on you?
Yeah, well, an Eversource contractor.
Eversource contractor, yeah. Okay, so the the motion to approve with typical conditions.
Seconded.
And of course, if it's going to be done within the moratorium, you'll need a letter of hardship to the Commissioner of Public Works also. So there'll be a motion to approve.
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Petition 24, also Eversource, but 1719 Forest Street. So northeasterly from pole 12, approximately 60 feet south of Forest Street, a distance of about 22 feet of conduit. On Forest Street, beginning on the south side of Forest Street, approximately 65 feet east of Frost Street, heading in the northeasterly direction to the north side of Forest Street, a distance of about 61 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 17 and 19 Forest Street. You're also feeding the property on both sides, correct?
Correct, correct. Actually, the sketch has a private property work. It lends a little better picture than just looking at the... we're coming off the pole here on Frost.
Correct.
And then it's going through here to a manhole, and then it's going to continue over to feed there. We're getting an easement for that portion of it.
Correct. Okay, got it. So this shows, this diagram shows the pole. So the work on the property to the pad, and then but you're asking to go across the street to the other.
Correct.
Okay, I know. So a motion to approve with typical conditions. Same as previous petitions with the letter of hardship to the Commissioner of Public Works if you're digging within the moratorium.
Seconded.
All those in favor? Yes.
Yes.
So petition 25, which is Condon Medeiros Ave, southeasterly from manhole 3276, approximately 59 feet south of Binney Street, a distance of approximately 131 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 1 Kendall Square. How's the building being fed now?
Is it for 399?
There's a couple of outdoor SCs in the area that they're already feeding.
It's for 399 Binney Street.
Coming in here.
No, it's not a 1 Kendall Square project.
So this is existing?
No, this is new. This is the new.
Oh, so this is existing.
Correct.
So is this coming out?
Yes. That is okay. Thank you.
If you could just state your name. Hold on.
Yeah, I need everybody to give me their names.
So Terry Telosko, T O L O S K O. From Bristol Engineering.
Tim White, WHITE, from Alexandria Real Estate.
Dick
Akins, A.K. INS, from the Richmond Group.
From where, I'm sorry?
Richmond Group.
So Terry, if you want to explain
probably since it's a power question. So currently there's an exterior 4,000 kVA transformer. That's a style that Eversource doesn't stock. And also it's exterior on a pad. Their preference is to have interior systems. We have been going through an upgrade to the building with a new central plant, and the loading is now set up so that there's three internal 2,000 kVA transformers that are being put in its place, and we will be removing that from that pad. The switchgear that currently serves buildings 600 and 700 of 1 Kendall Square.
So you'll be removing us.
There's two transformers. One feeds over to building 1400. That one will stay, and the other transformer that's closest to the street is the one that services building 600 and 700.
So do you see it? Remember to point it out to you.
The SC234 is the one that services.
Right. So this one goes and gets replaced by this one.
Yeah, the other one remains, and it's outside?
It's outside.
It's outside.
The building 1400 is the really long, skinny building, and there was no opportunity to internalize that, and it's properly sized for the type of systems that are there.
And you're going down the sidewalk on this one also?
It's very, very close, and the turn depends on the turning radius, right? So the current manholes are adjacent to
it. Yes, we plan on going down the sidewalk on this one also.
Is that Comcast also going to supply the 399 starting at Condon Medeiros? Mm-hmm. So they're going to do the excavation.
I don't believe they're coming down Condon Medeiros, though.
They start
here somewhere, right?
They have a manhole here, so they're going to sweep down along this curve and then turn into the
So they're going to start that work beginning of January.
This one, do you have 8M permit? Probably not, right?
That it's in parallel. Let's see what the status of the 8M permit for that. Is MWRA in the street?
Yeah.
So they shouldn't be within 10 feet of MWRA.
Yeah, but that's the easement there.
Yeah, this street. We're waiting for, we MWR requires a profile plan, so once the profile plan comes in, we'll be applying for the 8M permit to be able to dig in the street, since it's one of their streets.
So this one, you're not planning to go under the sidewalk, right? It's where, sidewalk is very narrow there.
So there's an existing duck bank under the sidewalk now.
Right.
So I don't know if, the last I talked to Susan was to try to just follow the same route. But there are, you're right, there are trees there.
Yeah, you'll need, you can't even dig within 3 feet of the base of that tree. Mm.
So
the back of the tree.
Probably kick them out into the into the gutter line.
Okay, so that's... do you know how many conduits are in that existing?
I don't have it up on the plan. Most likely a 9-duct, but Susan would have to answer that. We'll get back to you on exactly what's in there. I'm sure the first thing she checked was if she could come off of that, and
right.
It's not on her plan. So I'm assuming that those are full.
Well, look, to make
I
sure...
I can have her double-check that.
Yeah, I mean, they could always bust them all out and put a manhole right where they wanted to enter. If there's spare ducts, they're not even dig the sidewalk or the street.
So when I talked to her, there was no spare duct. And so that's why they had to come out of that manhole farther north to come down the street. Because that was, you know, obviously that's the first thing you look at is are there spares that we can get to?
Well, they're going to look at if there's spares, but they may not look at putting a, breaking everything out, putting a manhole in place of, there may not be spares entering the building in that location, but if there's spares in that duct bank that goes by it, and that entire duct, the duct bank that they're looking to build on top of.
This one.
Yeah. I mean, it all depends what's in it, you know. All right, let's make a motion to continue. We're going to do a little more work with Eversource to see. I mean, they need it. Obviously, they're not going to be able to go down. They're not going to be able to take this route on the sidewalk. They're not going to, I don't believe they're going to be able to put 4 or 5 inch conduits between the trees and the building. The building's right on the back of the curb.
You can meet on site though, before the next one. Before the January, really, you can meet on site.
Okay.
So we'll make a motion to continue for meetings with DPW and just want to verify how many spheres are in that duct bank.
Spear in the duct bank?
They can bust out, put a manhole right where they want into the property. There'd be no excavation, pretty much no excavation on the sidewalk or the street.
Yeah, we're looking for 4 or 5s. That's a lot, obviously a lot.
4 or 5s, if you're going right into the SC, you can still pull 4 or 5s if you put a manhole there.
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, putting a manhole, either that or saying slide it out into the street to avoid the trees.
Well, I think that would be to be determined with Public Works.
Okay.
Prior to the next hearing. But I think we got to look at both.
All right, so we'll have Matt coordinate with you to, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you can still pull 4 or 5 inches into the building at that location if you can install a manhole right where you're asking to go into the building if you have spares in there. You don't need 4 spares to feed the SC, only from a manhole, correct?
Yeah.
So you want somebody to open up the vault here and look at that?
No, they can determine. They should be able to determine.
Yeah, we'll send a guy in the manhole to look to see what's in there because... And they're also going to test to see what's being used in there.
Right. Yeah, if you're tapping the circuits here in that manhole, there's no reason why you can't come back here and tap the same circuits.
That's Sue's question. Yeah, you get. Beyond
my skill set.
Okay. No, because then you're talking outage and you're getting other people out and they complicate things.
Absolutely. No,
empty duct work. Empty ducts is what we'll look for.
I understand.
Unused
yes.
ducts.
Yeah. So that's what we're looking for. That's
a tree, too.
That's what we're looking for. Okay, so the
understood. Motion. Understood. There's more homework.
Yeah, motion to continue.
Yep, second.
All those in favor? Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Also, Eversource for 288 Norfolk Street. Northeasterly from manhole 2998, approximately 111 feet north of Hampshire Street, a distance of approximately 37 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 288 Norfolk Street. for a, is this replacing existing, an existing service? That's right off opposite.
Yeah.
This is Public Works, and this is also a sidewalk to the driveway. Yeah.
Opposite our building, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to a new manhole on private property there.
A new manhole? A new manhole existing?
No, we're installing a new manhole on private property, and we are putting a new transformer in. Load break. So they must be upgrading their service, requiring additional load.
A motion to approve. With typical conditions. And the letter is going to be done within the moratorium. So on the motion?
Yes.
All those in favor? Yes. Also for Eversource on Plimpton Street, easterly from manhole 2757, approximately 72 feet southeasterly of Mass Ave, a distance of approximately 8 feet of conduit. This work is necessary to supply power to 8 Plimpton Street. So again, how's this building being fed now? Oh, I'm sorry, it looks like it's fed right with it from the same manhole.
Yeah, we're putting in, we're just going. It's replacing the existing underground service with the service is doing. Why, I can't answer the why we're replacing it. I don't know if it's an upgrade or what. Susan would be the one that would know that. And
yeah, I'd like to check the condition of the existing conduits feeding that building.
Okay.
All right.
Yep.
And if they're able to be used, just a little more information as far as why. That street was not newly renovated, but it's a tough area.
Yeah, for the most part, we're going through the sidewalk.
It's
definitely going to impact the street.
Okay.
Normally Susan would be able to answer that off the top of her head, but I don't think she'll answer
that. All right. Motion to continue.
Seconded.
All those in favor? Yes.
Yes.
While we're here, just on the Erie Sydney MIT job.
Yeah.
Would it be possible, similar to what we did on Putnam, is to start some test fitting in there to see if it's even going to fit while we're bringing to the new petition next month for actually installation?
They've already started.
Test fitting in the area? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because we're looking at starting on the Purrington, and once we'd like to do that in parallel with finalizing the EASY with the MIT. But yeah, so we're okay with test pitting in the area just to make sure this thing's
going to fit. Yeah, just with the regular permits.
Permits for that, okay.
And the other, with the notification to abutters, I mean, I think that needs to be clarified with Eversource. I mean, it's supposed to be, we need the green card, and I don't believe that you're sending them.
We're not.
But I think it's a requirement that you do.
Yeah.
I mean, because we got one for Norfolk Street, and it's just a regular letter. I mean,
is there anything in it?
Yes,
that's a good sign. That's an excellent sign. Okay, that's good.
But it led me to we got this because we are in Abada to the Norfolk Street, and then we got just for clarification. I mean, here's one from Crown Castle, and it's got they're following the procedure. You need to send.
Going forward, we will be doing return receipt requested.
Yeah.
We weren't doing them in the past.
They need to be done. That's the requirement of the.
Understood.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a bone of contention internally in my organization for quite a while, but that's why, because Cambridge is an outlier as far as us doing the notifications, but it is what it is.
It is, correct.
Understood.
Yeah. So
going forward
it would solve a lot of your own issues.
Yes.
Even pardon the mayor, residential notification, that's important. I don't know who's coordinating that. I know they're doing a lot of testing. If they find the room, actually, they're putting in manholes. So they're actually installing
manholes.
Well,
the Putnam, I thought Putnam's been approved through pulling conduit,
right.
To put the conduit and duct bank in. But Sydney on through Erie is not, we haven't got a grant for it. But
no.
We, as I said, Spirit from Permanent Loan should be enough to let us go out there and see if we got room. You know, it's actually helping everybody.
Right. Yeah, I would not oppose that whatsoever.
Obviously we're not going to start putting stuff in. If we did, we don't get a grant, we're pulling it right back out.
Right.
You know, it makes no sense for anybody.
Correct. We do the approve the test base.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That's a regular street activation.
Yeah.
You don't need a grant location.
No.
You're just exploring.
Exactly.
Which
exactly.
Makes it a lot easier when you come here that we know exactly where you're going.
Well, it changes.
Yeah.
Post-construction changes, too. But, okay. All right, so going forward, we will be seeing green cards.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Motion also here. Motion to approve the minutes from
17-94 Street.
You're good.
Yeah, we're good.
It's November.
Hello, just talking
about something.
I
thought you wanted to beat me up. That's why I brought my muscle.
November
15. Motion to approve.
I just want to try to
second. All those in favor, yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Do you need us to sign off on everything? As
is that what Nicole does?
Yeah. She asks us to.
Okay, I'm sorry. So it's all this whole pile. And you have to
sign off here too.
Last page.
Yes, we can't work until. Is there like a people?
And Jaya will be replaced next month.
I heard.
I'm going to send that. I'm going to send you that. I'll forward in the name so you can prepare the.
Okay, so.
So I will write in. A couple of them I wrote the decisions on, but a couple of them most of them I did not.
Okay, so we just need to initial the tops.
Is that what she has you do?
Typically, yeah.
Turned off.
Yeah, so I got to coordinate with a lot of stuff on property, the ball side and all that stuff.